This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I tell you, he's a very busy guy, Roger Stone. And he has amazing courage. I mean, I really do admire him. I knew who he was years ago, and then I met him at a JFK deal because he exposes that. And he's just a good conservative constitutionalist. The kind of folks that, you know, Barry Goldwater was. And that's the kind of Republicans we need in this country. And then Democrats that are Democrats that aren't this weird cult of crazies. And even Louis Farrakhan, that's been critical of Donald Trump, now says he thinks he's wise, thinks he's good. We're going to play that interview after Mr. Stone leaves us. The full video is on InfoWars.com. But when you got Louis Farrakhan and 20% of Democrats already saying they're going to vote Trump, that has got to scare the establishment, sir.
One of the things that's interesting here is I think that the elite don't understand is that those Americans who came here legally from other countries and became Americans, including some obvious subset of Muslims who are indeed peace-loving, they too want to freeze Muslim immigration until such time that we can determine whether or not there are terrorists coming into the country. We know that terrorists came in to the country through our broken illegal system, immigration system, in the San Bernardino shooting. We know that it happened in Paris. They don't understand that even constituencies of theirs see that Trump on some key issues makes just common sense. By the way, Jimmy Carter froze Iranian immigration during the Iranian hostage crisis. No one called him a racist. Nobody called him a bigot. The mainstream media is trying to tell us that Trump was trying to freeze Muslim immigration for all time, for all people, and that was unconstitutional.
He said for a little bit of time until we find out what's going on. It's like if you're...
There's no constitutional issue here. The president has his authority. It's called common sense. That's what Donald Trump...
Exactly. It's like if your sink's broken, which has happened before, you know, at my house, you go run and turn the water off at the street, not because you hate water, but because it's broken.
It's not just that Donald Trump, I think, would run a common sense foreign policy. Alex, the man's a job creator. This country is in the economic toilet. Trump means jobs. Trump means getting America moving again. Trump would streamline government regulations to make business work. And because he isn't owned by any special interest, he could actually cut federal spending. I worked in the U.S. Senate. I worked in the House. I can tell you, every penny of the billions of waste in the federal budget was put there by some politician who's being paid off
by special interest. We've got a minute and a half left. I know there's other key points you haven't gotten to. What else do you want to impart to this audience with their marching orders to get out there and take action if they don't want Hillary in power?
Well, I think the most important thing people can do is to retweet and re-Facebook and spread the word about the Clinton's trail of crime. The more people we educate, you see, the problem for the establishment here is you could control communications when there was only three national network televisions and a handful of national newspapers. Today, with the development of talk radio, cable television, the internet, and organizations, news organizations like InfoWars, the truth can no longer be suppressed. And we have to reach out to those people who are not as political as we are, but want the right thing for our country, and explain to younger women, explain to younger female voters the horrifying, stunning truth about Bill and Hillary.
Yeah, do they want to be suckered, just vote for a woman and be conned, or they really want to save the country and their future?
Right. Bill rapes these women physically. Hillary rapes them psychologically. She has no right to call herself an advocate for women or children or girls. And so the epic criminality of the Clintons has to be exposed.
You're absolutely right.
Neighbor to neighbor, patriot to patriot.
Now is the time. The people have the power. In 1 month, your new book, On the Bushes, comes out. I hope to have you in studio. Roger Stone, folks, get the book, The Clinton's War on Women, at InfoWarsStore.com or TheStoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Stone.
Alex, God bless you, and fight the good fight.
All right, we'll be back, folks, with Louis Farrakhan.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've got it. The transmission's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
The articles up on InfoWars.com. Here's proof. Is the headline from Kit Daniels. Here's proof Trump can win election against Hillary. Well, that's a great headline, but here's proof he is currently winning in the major polls. Well, they're going to claim he's a rapist with no evidence, and then Bill Clinton can be raping women and chopping their heads off, and the feminists would love it. I'm not kidding. You see guns being fired, burning, women being raped, people being beaten, people being killed, shot, blown up in Europe. Nightclubs attacked in Canada, the police shot, killed, wounded. And they won't even say it's jihadists as they run up in Muslim garb screaming, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Boom, shoot the cop. Boom, come. I mean, I'm watching Fox News this morning and twice, coming up, extremists. They're shooting police in America, and it's a guy in a Muslim outfit shooting the cop. They won't even say it when he said he did it for ISIS. You got to read way back in the paper. He did it for ISIS. And again, I'm not even against Muslims in general. They're bringing in radicals that are Wahhabists that are told by their clerics engage in jihad. They're not bringing in Shiites. They're not bringing in Christians out of Syria. And, I mean, CNN admits he's an Islamicist and pledged allegiance to ISIS. Fox, maybe they've been doing it, but I saw Fox twice. And I heard local radio, which is Fox, saying extremist. It's like the Southern Poverty Law Center or Obama runs them or something. It was crazy. And I got really upset. But that's why Louis Farrakhan is coming out and saying, no, it's true. You go to these areas where the Muslims are all angry. You bring them in. They're going to attack. And then it's going to be blamed on everybody's going to lose their freedoms. I don't care whether you're a Muslim or not. So that story's up on Infowars.com. It's with the new Kit Daniels article. You can see the Farrakhan video. And then there is another report that is a Steve Watson report that's on DrudgeReport.com right now. Another Mark Dice video. Americans mindlessly follow orders, hand over personal details to a complete stranger if you say it's for Obama. The key is you've got to say we want to put gun owners in slave camps. We want to kill them for Obama. That's the past videos. We want to ban water for Obama. We want to put Jews in ovens for Obama. These were real questions that were asked, and these people are so whacked out. They speak good English. I mean, they'll be like an old white professor type going, and we want to put the gun owners in the FEMA camp and take their guns. And you know, and he's like, you don't tell me, buddy. I'm ready. And the guy's on a power trip. Yeah, let's put some people in FEMA camps. Let's put them in forced labor camps. They're a cult. They're a cult of fruitcakes. But the good news is we've got governors like Abbott and others moving forward. I've never even supported a constitutional convention, ladies and gentlemen. I've never supported it because back then things weren't as bad. I mean, they're already butchering the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, outside of law, from opening the borders, launching wars, backing ISIS, shipping in illegals above the law, coming after our guns outside of law. And if you get a bunch of patriot governors saying we're going to come in and absolutely nix with new amendments everything you're doing to make it totally clear and shut down federal agencies, I mean, that's what we need. It's a new Declaration of Independence. And I said, have the states convene an emergency Declaration of Independence a few years ago. Drudge ran my analysis, my story. A lot of constitutional lawyers looked at it and said, that's the answer. Have the states basically pull out of the federal government, admitting it's been hijacked. And what Greg Abbott's saying, the governor, is basically that. The states pull out and basically say these agencies are rogue and basically dissolve their powers. I mean, we've got to get on the offense to the devastating takeovers that are just as radical on the other end as what Greg Abbott's doing. First, Abbott says, come take our guns. We're not complying with these federal laws. Then he says, now we're moving with the states to block you. That's leadership. Oklahoma did that with 20-something states in 1994, and you know what Clinton did at Oklahoma City to blame the Patriots. But we've got alternative new media now, bigger than the establishment media in many cases. You add the Breitbarts, the WorldNet Dailies, the Drudges, the InfoWars, the others together, it's much bigger. And then all the real leftist organizations that know what's going on, too, and know that Hillary's bad news. I mean, people aren't as disconnected as they used to be. They know something's wrong. So let's go to an excerpt of the big Louis Farrakhan interview coming out next week, next Wednesday. Throughout the week, I'm going to release more clips of him on the Federal Reserve, Second Amendment. But I'm not going to release all the really powerful stuff till next week when we air the interview here over about an hour and a half. So that'll be next Wednesday. So let's go ahead and go to this groundbreaking piece as we try to make friends with the leader of one of the most militant organizations in modern history, militant speech, Louis Farrakhan, getting him from going, all white people are devils, and you can't reform a devil, to we should work together, all God's tribes, and stick up for our own group, but you know, not be played off against each other. And you know, I have changed. It's like kind of like Malcolm X changed, I guess, could be the transformation. I'm not trying to say that's what's happening, but it's exactly what I wanted, is detente, is diplomacy. Because, I mean, I don't want black people dying from fluoride in the water and being killed in the womb or anybody else. I mean, I really do care about people. I really don't want to play the race game. But it doesn't mean a big group of racist Hispanics, blacks, whatever, attacking me because I'm white. Doesn't mean I have to stand up against their racism. But I don't hate them because of what group they're in. Just like when I've been working in East Texas and, you know, actually had people walk over in a Dairy Queen. This had happened in a public pool when I was younger as well, and say, "We're with the Ku Klux Klan. You're a Yankee. You need to get out of here." And they were really mad both times because when I was 13, I had already asked out the local beauty queen, even though I was just down there for the summer. I went over to her ranch and asked her out, and her parents drove us over to the, you know, Teague pool, and I'm at the Teague, Texas pool, 20 miles away to go to a city pool, and, you know, some of the buck-toothed white trash came over and were like, "Get out of here, Yankee," because I was there with the pretty, you know, the beauty queen. Another time, a few years later, I was down there working on a ranch and took a good-looking girl to Dairy Queen and had the same type of guys come in and go, "Who are you eating?" I said, "Listen, there's three of you. I'll take you out in the street and stomp your asses in the ground." And I got up and I said, "My family founded this county. I said, I bet you come from carpetbaggers. Now, you go get in your truck before I knock your teeth in." Excuse me, I don't mean to flash back to that, but let's go ahead and go to the Louis Farrakhan piece. Here it is.
I've interviewed a lot of people, and I've stuck in places like Bohemian Grove. I've been attacked at political demonstrations, been arrested many times. But I gotta say, this is probably the most surreal drive I've ever made to go meet someone that I'm gonna be interviewing. Louis Farrakhan.
Government has gone into nations with money from our Congress to stimulate the dissatisfied and then arm them against a government that is their government. That's what America did in Libya. That's what they're doing in Syria. And the blowback now is they have created a refugee crisis that is destabilizing the countries in Europe. So when Mr. Trump said, we can't allow these Muslims, refugees, into America. Now, a lot of people were upset with him, but I know, sir, that the hatred for America in the Muslim world is building, as we told Mr. Bush. No Muslim leader could call for jihad and have it stick. No Muslim leader had the power to unite the whole Muslim world. I said, but America's policies will unite those people against the West. And it is happening. So in this way, Mr. Trump, I think, is wise to vet anyone coming from that area into America. Because the hatred for America is in the streets now. So if those people are refugees and America feels, I gotta let 10,000 of them in, because America created the problem. Now, if you let them in and you don't vet them carefully, you might be letting in your own destruction. When we dialogue, we correct misperceptions. That is what makes Trump acceptable to so many white people who feel, damn, I can't be myself now. I can't say what I really feel. I'll pay a political price. So Mr. Trump says, to heck with that. I'll tell you what's on my mind. And that is freeing a lot of people that like what he is doing. So the politicians today, I looked at the many Republicans and Democrats that are trying to win the nomination of their party. And it says to me, you know, it's like a, I don't want to be vulgar, but it's like you, in any major city, you see women undressed, showing their wares for a John to buy them. And it's like politicians who don't have money, but have ideas. And they parade themselves before rich and powerful people to get money, apparently, for their ideas that the rich agree with. But the moment that they become what they're looking to become, they find that the rich have an agenda for them. That the rich have something to ask of them, like the John asks of the prostitute. And that's one of the things that I admire about Mr. Trump, because he told them all, I don't want your money. And when a politician does not want money from the rich, he's freer than the others to really do good for the masses of the people. And I think that today we are in the midst of the darkest hour in American history. And so if we don't make the right move with the right people at the right time, the America that we know, we're not going to see it become great again.
Next Wednesday, we will air the full interview that's really over an hour and a half long, we estimate it will end up being. You can see that first excerpts at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I talked to Mr. Stone off air. I meant to get to it on air, but we ran out of time. One of the top Trump advisors, pretty much is the top advisor. I'm going to leave it at that. The shadow advisor, he's no longer in the campaign, has more freedom that way. And he said, no, I think it's good that Farrakhan has come out. He goes, this is exactly what we're seeing with internal polling and external polling, that blacks in droves, other people just want jobs, want a future, want prosperity for themselves and their children. People are just people. And, you know, I told the story about many times about running into racist black people growing up in Dallas, Texas, who would attack you because you were white. If you were walking down the side of the road, they might just, but you know what? I grew up in a gang mentality, not myself, but it happened in that area of Dallas and then East Texas. I haven't really found that in Central Texas. Those would become really big. Some of it's coming back. Where if you looked at somebody wrong, they'd jump out of a red light and want to fight you. I don't care if they were Hispanic, black, white, what the case was. I don't know if there was something in the water in the 80s and 90s. I know leaded gas was being taken out there, and they estimate murder rates gone down a lot. Just because they've taken lead out, it makes you very violent. I mean, I was aggressive. I got in a lot in star fights, but I mean, it was knockdown, drag out. I mean, you'd have huge fights in the high school, and if nobody got sent to the hospital, they wouldn't call the cops. We'd have fights in the locker room where noses got broken. And then the coaches would say, all right, break it up, you wimps, you know, go run around who started it, you know, go run 5 miles around the stadium until you throw up. Nowadays, they call the police and arrest you. So I kind of glad that I did grow up in a rough culture, but then at the same time, I see my children, they're so sheltered that that's a problem on its own. But I could imagine being black, and then everywhere you go, a certain percentage of people treat you bad. You can't go in certain stores. You can't go in certain restaurants. You can't go in certain bathrooms. I would be really aggressive and angry and mean. I mean, I guarantee you I would act like Malcolm X. I mean, it's just a guarantee. It'd be, I got guns. You're not pushing me around. And then, of course, folks would come for you. But the truth is, people like to arrange themselves into groups. They love to peck at each other. You know, people go join fancy country clubs so they can be in pecking orders and, you know, act like Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island. That's just what they do. So that's why I told the story of repeatedly. Look, there's even another Klan story. There's a lot of Klan in East Texas. It's a minority of people, and it's usually trashy folks that want to just go around threatening people. There's not a lot of black folks around, or if there are, you know, they keep their head down, and they just really mess with white people all day. And in business and life, and it, you know, the Masons aren't bad, but they can become cliques, too. You know, the point I'm getting at is anything can become a clique. And I've had Mexican gangs, black gangs, white gangs mess with me. I definitely had more fights with black gangs and racist black people than the other groups combined because Dallas black folks, the ones that were racist, had a real big chip on their shoulder. And all I can say is I'm not like these yuppies and people that just lay down on the ground when somebody starts attacking them. And that's why a lot of the racist groups that go out and prey on white people, they go out and pick hippies and trendies because they know they're going to lay down and not fight back. If folks don't mess with, you know, white guy with a cowboy hat and a Ford truck or a Chevy truck because they know there's a gun in there. And I think that's just the answer to society is people be armed so nobody can be picked on by gangs and different criminal groups. I've had a lot of folks that are friends that love motorcycles. I've ridden motorcycles. But you can get around a rally or something and run to some seedy folks that will start a fight with you. When there's 15 of them on their motorcycles, you're standing there with your wife and kids, and you can't believe they're talking smack to you, thinking you're going to back down. And then you don't back down because there's 15 of them. You back down because your kids are there. It's actually very exciting to have 15 people start a fight with you. That just makes me feel like King Kong, man. I don't even wake up till something like that happens. And then it's, you know, flip the switch. I mean, it is just like caveman time, higher than a kite the minute overwhelming groups threaten me. I just like turn into an animal. But we're losing that. And I'm so glad that I'm primal. And I'm not talking about Alex Jones here, but it's my personal experience. So many of our problems in culture now are because we're domesticated, we're stupid, we don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line, we don't know how to grow a garden, we don't know how to roof a house, we don't know how to unplug a toilet, we don't know how to clean a stove, we don't know how to cook good food, we don't know how to brew our own beer, we don't know how to grow our own tobacco, we don't know how to fix our car, we just know how to play on smartphones and act tough all day. I don't care what color you are, we're losing our humanity. And I realize in business and life and all my success is because I'm primal and I'm an animal. It doesn't make me dumb. It makes me stronger. That I'll actually be driving home and think about something or somebody attacking me and actually bare my teeth driving down the road, not showing up to anybody. I'll actually go, oh, I'm baring my teeth. I need to. Thank God I'm still primitive. Primitive is when we were better. All these great advances are great to a certain extent, but I liken it to you go on a Mars mission. It takes a year and a half, 2 years, depending on which type of system they use when they launch, because it's a different aspect, proximity of the Earth. I digress. Even an Olympic athlete, when they get there, is going to have trouble walking, even in the limited gravity. What is it, like two-thirds or whatever? And your heart rots. And, I mean, you age 20 years, spend a couple years in space. Even if you work out hours a day, if you don't have gravity. And that's what it is. Not having to fight big bears, other tribes of people, not having to actually go out and get the food ourselves, not having to haul water, not having to figure out what plants can save your children when they're sick or your kids are going to die, not having that apothecary, that ancient knowledge. Not being in those positions has made us incredibly weak. And it's a fate worse than hell to see all these empty, unhappy people, whether they're driving a junker car or a brand new Mercedes and living in a mansion, living in a shack. They are so unhappy. You give wealthy kids piles of toys for Christmas, they don't even open them. You go to Africa or Latin America or some poor place in Eastern Europe and you give a kid a balsa wood airplane, they'll play with that for a week till it breaks into 100 pieces. They'll glue it back together and their eyes will glow with enjoyment. I've been there. I've seen it. I've watched the videos. They still are human. And it's because they didn't grow up in this dead culture. It's not just that media and civilization is soft. It's that there's an evil message being transmitted through the softness that really brings us down. Speaking of that, we're going to look at these brainwashed victims signing away their rights. DrudgeReport.com's link to the video. It's another Mark Dice video. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Please spread the word. The enemy hates this show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Hate it when you
Alex
spread the
Jones
word.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I want to just tell all the viewers, all the listeners, you've got 1 week left. This special will end next Monday. So this special starts on the 11th and runs through to next Monday. It's over then. Well, to be specifically clear, what I'm getting at is it actually started back in December, but it's running through, and that is next Monday, 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. There you go. Nightly news and all the rest of it. Now, I want to go ahead and go to this next video that I have been mentioning. And we can actually show folks right over my shoulder here. Thank you. The article, video, Americans mindlessly follow orders, hand over personal details to a complete stranger, nervously handling a football. One guy immediately and without question gave Mark Dice all his personal information, even spelled out his address for him. The guy only questioned Dice when he asked for his Social Security number. And a whole bunch of people do this without even saying for Obama. You just say, we're going to put all the gun owners in forced labor camps, take their guns, and they agree if it's for Obama, because you want to be politically correct. And this is what the TSA is all about. Not about keeping you safe. It is about training you to submit while the borders are wide open, while they ship people in on airplanes and don't even look at their passports or visas when they come in. I mean, that's New York Daily News. That happens every day. They don't even hardly report on it now. We're totally wide open, which is fine. Be wide open. Don't grope my genitals. Don't put me in a naked body scanner. Don't put me in a hamburger heater. I mean, it's the point is, it's a fraud. It's a joke. Don't spy on me saying you're terrorists everywhere when you're bringing them in. And then you talk to these Californians or these Austinites who aren't really Austinites. You got to go to a liberal area. I mean, I always hear MSNBC how educated and smart liberals are. You mean 2-3 degrees that are worthless? And they say they're so intellectual. And then they're the dumbest people I've ever seen. Oh, I've got a chemical engineering degree, they said to McAdoo. You bet I want to ban dihydrogen monoxide. And she goes, it's water. Oh, I forgot. We have that on video. I went to Cornell with a chemist degree. Yeah, I want to ban dihydrogen monoxide. She goes, are you joking? No, I agree. It's for the earth. They will do anything as long as they think it's trendy. So let's go ahead and go to this report. The video's on Infowars.com.
Just to demonstrate how most people will mindlessly follow orders, I'm going to approach random people and tell them to give me personal information and start writing it down on this clipboard without telling them why, who I am, or even what it's for, to see if they will mindlessly follow a direct order. What's your name, bro?
It's Adam.
What's your name?
What's up?
What's your name? Last name. What's your birthday? What do you bank with? What city do you live in? What street do you live on?
This is all deep down east.
What's the street address? What's your social security number?
Now let me explain what this is all about. I know most
it's the final really crystal entry form here. I'm just getting some data to help out with some programs.
Hey, pause for a minute. So he's telling them it's basically a program, not that it's government, not that it isn't. And under the Pavlovian German psychological warfare system of the Prussians, adopted by the British and the U.S., they adopted most of our tyranny, eugenics-wise. We adopted the Prussian and also some of the other counties in Germania and the Austrian and Hungarian Empire, some of their systems of mind control. You wonder why Germans are so subservient, will follow orders so much, will work so hard, won't cheat, all the rest of it, but then will follow orders to line up little kids and blow their heads off. You know, that was back in World War II. Germany had very low crime rates, what you call very moral people like the Japanese. The Japanese, too, though, will follow orders because it's cultural programming under imperial systems of slavery. Hessian war slaves wore big, nice black boots, big blue uniforms. They were proud of themselves, and they would go and train from age 5 until about age 20 to be shock troops, some of the best troops in the world. And then they were sent around as property. You had to buy them. And, of course, the British king brought in a whole bunch of large divisions of Hessian troops. But when they saw America and the freedom and how many Germans were already here saying, don't be an idiot, come over here, they had the huge defections, something that never happened before that. And so the British, by the end, pulled the German mercs out. Now, most Germans were freeborn weren't part of that, but certain areas of Germany, their main export was war slaves, property of the state. Now, you don't hear Germans today that, come from a Hessian background going, oh, poor me, my ancestors were a slave, because they don't even really know it or care. But you can argue, well, black folks stand out, so that's why there's that stigma and that background, you know, at least in their minds. So I get it. I mean, it's obviously a lot worse. It's just that a lot of Germans didn't get their freedom until the 1880s. I just thought I'd digress and go to that. So the Germans had the first psychology. It was basically invented over there. And it was funded by the King of Prussia and others to create brainwashing. Mind war is what the Germans call it. Mind war in German. I forget what it translates to. Krieg is war. What is mind in Deutsch? Let's look it up. What is mind in Deutsch? But it's Mindkrieg. And so they deployed that in the last 100 years, where before they taught classical education, falling in love with literature, mathematics, invention, why it was cool, the easiest way to learn something, get a base of knowledge and accelerate from there, where the United States had the most educated people in the world by about 1850. Verstand Krieg. Verstand Krieg. So they launched Verstand Krieg really more than 200 years ago. Psychology was developed to create brainwashed killer soldiers who would follow orders and do whatever they were told. And they would do tasks well, but would do whatever they were told by an authority figure, which is great because it's funny. The Romans over 800 years could never keep Germany conquered. They were the most rebellious, beat the Germans the most times, beat the Romans the most times, sacked Rome repeatedly, took it over, finally ended it. Then the Muslims ended what was left of the Roman Empire at Constantinople with the sacking and Armada takeover. But again, I'm digressing here. The reason I got to this, when you see these young men, if someone younger than them or goofy looking with a hat on sideways told them, give me your social security number, give me your info, they would say, I'm going to beat you up and get all outraged. But because Dice is 6'4", looks like a cop, and is talking to him like a cop with authority, he does whatever he's told. Now, we're not in a war with the police themselves, but we're in a war with the globalists that have hijacked the government and through those conduits, through the drive shaft, down to the ground, want to turn the police into their enforcers and want us to have a fight with the police. But that, to then turn them against us even more and vice versa. But that doesn't mean then we submit to unlawful orders. They've got a bill and they're readying it in Arizona to ban filming police even in your own property. That is the essence of hardcore tyranny and the destruction of the First Amendment. It's like this whole Sean Stone thing. I've got clips of this. They're saying arrest him. He's a traitor. He's the worst person on earth. I've met Sean Penn repeatedly. I've talked to Sean Penn repeatedly. I have been at dinner with Sean Penn. There's probably 20 people there, but I talked to him. And I, the first time I thought maybe he's stoned or drunk. No, he wasn't. He didn't even drink. He's like a health guy now. The next time I met him, I thought, okay, he is stupid. Then I heard, oh, no, he's real dumb. I'm not being mean. It's just true. Then I ran into him again, arrogant and dumb. But very self-important. Now, let me say, he's self-important, he's anti-gun, he's an idiot, used by the Clintons and others to raise money down there, you know, in Haiti, but he really does mean well, and he really does care about black people, and is a huge bleeding heart, and really does believe in communism, and is the real deal. He's a real moron, but he is also a bleeding heart good guy. Sean Penn is a nice guy. But people think that's a cool look on his face when he looks like he doesn't care. He's stupid, okay? I don't know what he's done to his brain, but he's dumber than a box of rocks. He's dumber than a Democrat convention floor. And then he meets with this arch criminal El Chapo. The journalists are allowed to meet with criminals as long as they don't aid and abet them. As long as you don't tell El Chapo any intel on how they're planning to capture him, he was told. The journalists are allowed to fly into Germany. If you can get into Germany and interview Hitler, you should be allowed to. Charlie Manson, if you can interview him before he got caught, that's your issue. But I think they told Penn, and I'm going to say what I think happened here. As soon as I heard this, I said Penn led them to El Chapo in the little coastal city. Within 2 days, they admit, oh, the Marines tracked him, the Mexican Marines, the Marinos, because Penn didn't hide his tracks properly. I can't prove this, but I bet money, because this wasn't supposed to come out till a little bit later, that they explained to Penn, hey, you know where he is. You have to tell us now, or you're aiding and abetting. That's why you'd want to meet El Chapo in another building and then have him leave right after, and El Chapo would know that, hey, I'm going to have to tell him where you're at after you leave. But I don't think Penn knew what he was getting into with this Mexican actress. I'm sure I know why he's hanging out with her. Who wouldn't? And, you know, why he's running around down there playing the part of superhero. Because that's what he wants to do. It's like when he went to Katrina in the rowboat, was trying to deliver food, and people came up and talked to him. He was so dumb he couldn't talk. He was just like, ooh. I mean, he's kind of maybe quasi-autistic or something. I don't know. I mean, he acts like he's got about an 80 IQ. I'm not harping on that. He means well, though. The brain of a child. The brain of a 7-year-old. And so he shouldn't be charged. But I don't think they just tracked him down to El Chapo. I think Sean Penn probably pooped his pants when he heard he was facing 20 years in prison for aiding and abetting and told him, or his girlfriend did, or something like that. I can't prove it. All I'm saying is don't charge Sean Penn, because not only is he a journalist and has a lot of cover for that, El Chapo and his cartel has been directly connected to the CIA. I showed the articles yesterday, El Paso Times, you name it, Chicago Tribune, and his number two deputy and others have been busted and bring out that they're actually CIA officers, not just assets, and are allowed to deal drugs. That's a known fact. So, should you go after El Chapo for murders? Absolutely. But you can't really go after him for drug dealing, because our government are the ones doing this. But I've now gone 360 here. The point is, you want to see the social experiment of how submissive people are, how domesticated they are. I mean, when they want to grope me at the TSA, I can't help but go, you know the border's open. You know New York Daily News reported 2 weeks ago they fly people in and don't even check their passports or IDs under orders. You know the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process, and they go, sir, we're trying to do our job. Please, please, are you going to comply or I'm not going to let you fly? And I go, listen. If you had an APB out for a certain person and they had 10 cops lined up scaring everybody coming in this airport because you thought some bad guy was coming through, I wouldn't care if my bags got searched every couple of years or something in an emergency. Or if there's a bank robber on the run and the cops see he's on a certain highway, then that's when you have a checkpoint. You don't set up standard checkpoints all the time when the country's wide open and do this. It is to domesticate us. I mean, that happens all the time. That's what happens when I fly. If they get in my face and I go, I do not disrespect you, I am not against you as a person, but this is unconstitutional and bull. They go, well, then don't fly. And I go, oh, it's going to be on the trains and the highways. And now it is. That's not true. You know, they admit it's already in trains and the highways. They go, oh, well, they lectured me for 30 minutes a few months ago about grape jelly. I just forgot to put in my bag. You know, that I bought at the farmer's market. They kept saying, you know, we can put you in jail for this. I said, just go ahead and do it then. I'm sick of this. Why were you trying to sneak it in, trying to incriminate me? I said, I still thought I was in a free country. I didn't think about it when I put the other vegetables in my bag. Did these vegetables come from another country? I'm flying out of Omaha to Austin, Texas. You have my ticket. I just told you it's from the farmer's market. You can see it on the jelly label. I don't know why you're giving me a problem. I don't know why you're causing a... Sure, put your camera down. Sir, put your phone down. Start shooting video of it, taking photos. It's all dog training. It's all slave training. And this is the response to it. Idiots. To a random person who doesn't even say who they are or what they're with, give me your... where you live, your name. Give me all your info. They got all these scammers on phones that mainly call old people. They get list of old people, and they call and they go, I need a donation. Give it to me, old lady. Give it to me. And they'll bully them into giving them the money. We've been trained to be bullied. We've been trained to comply. We've been trained to regurgitate. We're not taught how to think. They call it critical thinking in public schools. The program is to end critical thinking, make learning boring, make it horrible, make you give up. 2 + 2 = 5. 5 + 5 + 5 = 15. That's all officially in Common Core. Tell you how bad your country is. Tell you how bad you are. Demoralize you all day. Teach you how to be a basket case. Take all your jobs. Not let you exercise during physical education. Badmouth your parents. It's a giant re-education camp. and teach you how to bend over. And cops and TSA, when you get people to bend over to their rights, you're screwing your own future. You're like, I know, but we're following orders. Well, we better all as a society, and you as a private citizen. Police will always say, well, you should change that law. You know what? You're right. I am the person who's most responsible for letting this happen. And so are you as a private citizen. I can't believe they're trying to say you can't videotape police in Arizona. They're going to arrest you. I mean, that is just, the police themselves should have more honor than that and should come out against it. But no, they're pushing for it, which is a mark on you and your family. As if it's going to stop it anyways. The answer isn't don't cover it up. The answer is fix the problems. And then when you do have crises, people are going to forgive you. Let's go out to break with more of this. Mark Dye, share this.
Giving that out.
Okay.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Thanks,
thank you.
He didn't even ask me who I was, what this was for, or anything. He just walked away.
What's your name? Hold on one second. Last name.
Huh?
Last name.
What is this for?
It's a new program we're working on. What's your last name? What's your birth date? Who do you bank with?
Dice does look like an FBI agent.
What street do you live on?
I live in...
What's the street name?
Oh.
He's a salesman.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, You can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. Next Monday, the special that only comes around once a year ends. In fact, we've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the nightly news, to see the live reports we do, the special reports, all my films, e-books, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people. The username works for 20 people to be able to simultaneously log in with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And you are funding the absolute very leading edge, the vanguard of the resistance to the globalist operation on every front. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. We put out the daily radio show free with the video and audio feeds at InfoWars.com/show. And we ask folks to spread that link out to everybody. But it is the members that get the nightly news exclusively and first and the commercial free video podcasts and audio podcasts that are paying it forward and financing and helping so many other people see the truth when we put the videos on Facebook and we put the videos on YouTube, just on Facebook and YouTube now, on our channels themselves. We can't count all the other stuff. It's too numerous. It's like stars in the sky. We're talking about 15 million views a week just on videos. So when I say we're up to 28 million viewers and listeners a week, that's even discounting some of those as being repeat viewers. We got 40 million people tuning in every week. It's more like 28 million. So a lot of them come back in over and over again. But most of them only come through once or twice a week. It is you, the members, that are paying it forward politically for all those people that have never come by the truth, have never heard about the New World Order, never heard about globalism, never heard about cows and sheep and pigs growing humanoids in them for organ harvesting or baby organ harvesting. Stuff that sounds like science fiction, it's in the MIT newspaper today. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. That means in the womb. We're not in Kansas anymore. And it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters, and the bandwidth. You know how much it costs us every month to put out the podcast and to put out the video feed and all the rest of it? It is upwards of $50,000 in bandwidth. And that is you coming to PrisonPlanet.tv paying for what you see to give it to everybody else. A lot of folks say, well, that's not a good pitch. Who wants to pay what nobody else has? That's a wondrous thing. You are becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first. And then you can download it, share it with friends and family, share your passcode with them, your username. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. I always have corporate guys over the years call me, and they go, so your model's just to reach people. Your model's not to make money. And I look at them, and I say, absolutely, our model is to be successful, make more money, to expand our operation and what we are doing. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, you should be. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is coming up with the fourth hour on the radical Islamic invasion and exactly what's happening with that. It's incredibly important. Please tell your friends and family and others to tune in right now. InfoWars.com/show and affiliates across the country. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.